Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with him on Friday mornings. There was news this week about plans for the rundown Marshall Hotel in downtown Sacramento. And we've been hearing for years now about redeveloping the site. Is it for real this time?
It looks like the owners are moving into high gear now to redevelop it as a Hyatt Place Hotel. Of course, you know, like a lot of ideas, this one got moving after the arena cleared its final hurdle. It's right next door, really on the same block. This is a historic hotel that's been sort of a rundown single-room occupancy apartment building for years. So the owners this week made their formal application to the city, so we now have a better idea of what they're proposing.
Well, the new arena complex is supposed to have a hotel. Do we need more hotel rooms downtown?
So there's not exactly a shortage of rooms, it's true, but we haven't seen many new hotels built in this market recently. So these two projects could essentially steal some business from the other hotels. Also, there's, you know, every reason to believe that we'll see more demand with the arena and the proposed expansion of our convention center. The Marshall proposal is pretty dramatic, by the way. The facade would be preserved because it's a historic building, but a new 10-story building would sort of go up next to it and wrap over the top of the building, according to the renderings anyway that the owners have submitted to the city.
Some other development proposals surfaced this week for R Street, just south of the state Capitol building. Seems like that area is becoming pretty popular.
It's very hip right now. Sort of repurposing historic industrial buildings is chic right now, and R Street is a perfect place for that. We've seen a ton of ideas recently. The latest is a building at 10th and R, not far from the Warehouse Artist Lofts building. The developer is the Cordano Company, and they haven't figured out apparently what to do with it yet, but I would expect to see some kind of mix of office and retail. The same company is rehabbing another R Street building a few blocks down at 15th, and then there's the old Crystal Ice plant at R and 17th and 18th, which is in the pipeline for another major redevelopment.
Let's talk about retail. We've seen some mixed headlines about Black Friday. Was it really a disappointing day for retailers?
Depends on who you listen to. I mean, that was the projection from the National Retail Federation, but those numbers are frankly really not credible. The reality is nobody knows. It takes weeks using like credit card data to figure out what kind of activity we really saw. But there's no question that Black Friday hasn't been the sort of single biggest shopping day of the year for a long time. I think what we saw this year is that things are really spreading out. You know, there's a lot of talk about Black Friday starting on Thursday, and then there was Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. So, you know, basically Black Friday isn't as black as it used to be.
And the holiday season is traditionally a big time for charity. But this week, the Business Journal reported that affluent households in the Sacramento area aren't the most charitable. That seems surprising.
Yeah, it is surprising and interesting. It turns out our region is not alone. Nationally, you see that giving as a percentage of income actually is greater for low-income to middle-income households. And so we look at IRS data and found that the Rosemont area of the Sacramento region is the most charitable if you look at zip codes, giving away more than 3.5% of average household incomes. By contrast, if you look at East Sacramento, where incomes, of course, are much higher, the average charitable giving is only about 2%.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio News.